meeting is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining the Neobrani Generation Panel Call on 29th of August 2017. On the call we have Akshat Bal Krishna, Kupri Harish, Himpal J. Rajiv, Samiran, Samad Udaya, Jengara and Pitinan. Over to you, Professor Udaya.
Yeah, if we can begin with welcoming everybody. And we have 5 points on the agenda. We begin with update on the Devanagari draft, where Akshat should be of great use. We already have a set of comments from Samad, suggesting what should be the next course of action. So, if Akshat could elaborate.
Hi everyone, am I audible?
Yeah.
So, I'll go through briefly the changes this current draft has as compared to the previous draft that I had circulated. So, there were majorly I had received comments only from Nepal team and from Dr. Raymond Doctor, whom I had talked to specifically regarding the Gujarati LGR also. So, there also he had given me some suggestions which I have incorporated in this draft. The two major suggestions were there from Dr. Bal. Regarding name change of Newar and Nepal being the official language of Nepal, Nepali being the official language of Nepal, that line had to be added. So I had added that. Then there is a particular variant that have introduced into the mandatory variant section, which is a word. So this is actually a variant which is not one to one character specific, but it is applicable on a whole word. So if there is a word which ends with a halanta, its equivalent which doesn't end in a halanta or vice versa should be blocked as a variant. The explanation being majority of the Devanagari users are not expecting halanta always at the end. And in, and then there is a part of community which expects that halan to be there. So the part of the community which expects halan to be there will be probably using them in the domain names that they are probably going to for a top level domain name in this particular case. And it might create a kind of confusion to the majority of the rest of the linguistic community. So that is one variant I have added as a part of the mandatory variants. Again, this is up for discussion and we can take this up. This was actually a suggestion which came from Dr. Bal and that's why I have added it. So we can discuss on that in this meeting if you want. Then I have added two principles for inclusion of characters. So initially, in the earlier draft, I had added some principles which were mostly about why we would exclude a particular character if we at all we would. Then the need was felt that there should be a inclusion criteria also. So two principles to that effect have been added to the inclusion principles section. So the fourth amendment that I have done has come from an earlier input that I had received from the integration panel regarding multi-word domains connecting, multi-word domain getting formed. So the example in the document that I have given is, say for example, there is a word called Aam Achar. So what this actually means is, in English it is mango pickle, and mango and pickle are two different words. So Aam and Achar are two different words. So while writing this, there is a case where after AMA, one might put a might want to put a halanta character and then begin with achar. Now the specific thing about this achar word is it begins with a vowel, and as per our policy, we do not allow a vowel to be followed by a halanta, which is against the akshara formation norms. Now, why this case is arising here is because we are in a unique environment where we do not have, in normal circumstances, there would come a hyphen or a space in between or a zero-bit non-joiner to complete the rendering process the way it would be normally done. However, in this case, we do not have availability of neither space or a dash or a zero-bit non-joiner, and hence a valid case of halanta and then a vowel arises here. So in this particular version of the Devanagari LGR, we are currently not allowing those kind of cases to come, because given going by the variant example that I gave earlier, it's the same case actually, and since not majority of the linguistic community expects that halanta to be there, so in this particular draft of Devanagari LGR, we are proposing that such combination should be explicitly barred, and going by the experience that we get once this LGR goes into the implementation phase, and if there are many cases which demand such a rule opening, we might consider that. So currently, solely on the basis of that, there are more demerits than merits to allowing such a case. I propose that we take a call that we should explicitly bar this kind of combination. So these are the four major changes that I have done. And by the end of this month, as we had planned in the Kathmandu face-to-face, I plan to bring a final draft. I believe I'll be able to incorporate all the suggestions that come my way during this call also. I'll be able to incorporate, and then that version we can forward to the integration panel for their suggestions. So that's all from my side now. Thank you.
Yeah, Akshat, if you notice that Sarmad had already raised about 11 questions in today's mail.
Dr. Uday, I can see that my voice is very faint. I'm really sorry for that, but I'm attending this call from Mumbai and there is a very heavy rain here. So I don't know, there could be some distortion. So am I still audible?
I can see the disturbance.
So regarding the mention of Dr. Sarmad raising 11 questions, I actually haven't seen the mail, so I may not be able to comment on that yet. I just logged into the system just to attend the meeting. So if you have, if anybody can read them out.
I can mention. Yeah. One is LGR version should be 3, because second version of RZ LGR is already released. And Devanagari proposal is now targeting for integration in the next version. So I think that is something which
that
is
can be taken.
Fine. Second point he's mentioning is that the proposal requires an XML file representing the document, because that is what will be tested, and proposal is considered as a supporting document, which is, I think, should be like the. Third point he mentioned is a text file of test levels is also needed, which provides a reasonable list of valid and invalid levels for testing, which I'm sure you will provide in the final version on 31st. Fourth point he's mentioning, please go ahead.
So, what I plan to do is by 31st, I'll be finalizing this document. And then I might take a couple of days to prepare the XML rule file. So from the last version of the LGR, which we had sent to integration panel earlier, there is a considerable change in the Nukta characters and everything. So I might need some time to tweak the XML file to the true effect of it. So that might take another couple of days. So, yeah.
Okay.
And the same.
So maybe another 7 days. Another week should be all.
Valid and invalid. Yeah, that a week should be enough, definitely.
And then he mentioned that for the data of languages not covered under Table 2, we may consider using some online sources unless they are still now available from the experts. And for the languages for which data cannot be found, you should note it in section 3.2. Which is, I think, all right. So we'll have to mention which is not available.
Right.
And for the Devanagari characters in the test, it is useful to include their code points for readers not familiar with the script. This is what he suggested.
Sorry, can you come again?
For the Devanagari characters used in the test, it is useful for clarity's sake to include their code points, because it may go to some people who may not be familiar with the script.
Okay, so in the code point repertoire we have added the code points, but probably he's mentioning about some specific cases where I have mentioned the words without the code points. So I'll take that into account for those particular cases.
Yeah. Then he mentions that for the words used as example, please give English translation in addition to pronunciation. Because there are people who will be reading the document who are not speaking the language. So that can be done, I think. That's not a problem.
As far as I know, I have given it at all the possible cases, but I'll again revisit it and do that.
Maybe if it is left out in some places, you can add.
Yeah.
Then he mentioned seventh point. Development methodology could be enhanced to explain how the GP members work together, how online calls are made, face-to-face meetings, all the details. How Jay has been able to contact different groups, hold face-to-face meeting in different countries. So a paragraph may be added in section 4. So that is not a very difficult task, it's a small task. I think Jay and you together can write this paragraph. Then in the 8th point he's mentioning, in the reporter section, it will be useful to note how the language-based analysis, which was carried out here, is related to InScript standard. What were the code points of InScript time which is excluded? And how are the decisions made?
Right.
So this is the point he mentioned. And he suggested that one way to do it is by adding a language and EGIDS column. And share examples of some languages which use the code point to support their inclusion in the report.
Okay.
Supposing if you have included for Santhali's sake or for Dogri's sake certain things, then you mention there. Then there is another point, there is a question Does the variant rule for Halant apply to the end of level only? Or end of each word in a level? Please clarify.
Right. So,
how would this rule be implemented?
Regarding this particular point, we only mean it at the end of the word. So, even if there are words breaking in between, if there is a halanta coming in between, it may not. If there is a vowel following it, it will not be able to pass as a domain name. If it is having a consonant, it will obviously join. The point being, we don't need to differentiate if a word is ending in between. We are only talking about the ending of the whole label itself. But
yeah.
I'll make it more clear in the document.
Maybe I think the clarity is missing, so you can add. Then there's a 10th point you mentioned. Rule structure of Devanagari has been well defined, quite complex. But it suggested that this be converted into XML for effective testing. So do you need any assistance in devising the XML? He's asking that.
I guess I'll contact Dr. Sarmad separately on this, because there are quite a few changes on the rule front, and we have introduced some variants
okay.
also, which were not part of the earlier
okay.
draft. So I'll get in touch with Dr. Sarmad separately.
So we noted that you'll be in touch with Sarmad and we'll take whatever help necessary. And then he says the references will need to be numbered, whatever is referred in the XML file.
Okay.
Yeah, these are the 11 points he made.
Okay, I got that actually. I came to this screen afterwards, so I could see all the 11 points. So I'll take them up. I'll get back on the mailing list regarding any updates or any queries I have.
Yes. Does anybody have anything else to add? Balakrishna Bali is asking whether it will be possible to get 11 points by email. We will send the email, forward the email. Anybody else has any other comments on this draft?
I see a comment from Dr. Bal as well, that he is in touch with Tamang expert, and hopefully he will have something by early next week. So, Dr. Udaya, should we extend the document deadline also by a week? Because then we'll, and again, it also depends on what Jay has to say. So, if by a week's extension, if we can get all the languages covered, that would be a great thing to do, I guess.
Dr. Murmu, and getting all this done is not easy. So, is there anybody else among Santali scholars who are in Bangalore or somewhere who can be made use of? Share the document and take their help. Think about that if it is possible. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So is there any other point that anybody else wants to add?
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis the draft? just wanted to tell you that I started working on the Bengali writing system based on your draft. Taking this as a model, I started all of you writing the documents.
Great. Actually, I also want to update the group that I've been in touch with Dr. Raymond Doctor also, and we together have started work on the Gujarati LGR document as well. So by the time
okay.
we finish with Devanagari LGR, within a week we can come up with the Gujarati
okay.
one as well.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Yeah. So if
Akshat, any other step we have an update on?
Yeah, we have already got the data
yeah.
to update you.
In Malayalam, we have started working on Code 4.4. I have appointed one volunteer from Delhi for Malayalam script.
Okay. Okay.
So, shall we go to the next point on the agenda? About the face-to-face meeting.
Yeah, we can.
Sometimes in December. So, what are the suggestions?
So, I think actually Sarmat was supposed to pick the options. To where to have the next meeting F2F in Colombo or Bangladesh. So this was the options being discussed. So I think he has a better idea
yeah.
about how to be suggest.
Yeah, unfortunately he is not there today.
So maybe we can discuss this next time when we have our 490 call.
Yes. Bangladesh, he said that not before January. And for Colombo, he said he will try. He's not told us what exactly happened.
Okay.
So
we will take up this agenda in a more detail in next F2F, basically. Next, our fortnightly call.
Okay, the third point of the agenda is update on other scripts and whatever efforts we are putting.
Yeah, as far as the other script is concerned, we have started work on Malayalam script. As soon as I can get code point chart, I'll share with the community. Then we can appoint one or two volunteers from Madhyadar so that we can start creating a year draft for this.
Yeah, he wanted the Sindhi expert number. I'll send you the number.
Into the queue that Akshar and Gangar raise hand if you want to go for either of them. And may I ask one who not speaking to me is quite a bit noisy here. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
this is Gangadhar Pandey from Hyderabad, India. I'm working on the Telugu script.
I
I'm able to hear clearly. A lot of echo or buzzes coming in the back.
Yeah, I'm also getting echo sound. I don't know what the reason. I'm very much comfortable with the Telugu language. I'm trying to get in touch with Pavanaja, who has done Kannada, because it is more close to the Telugu script. And I would like to have some contact in the Telugu script, who is comfortable with the technical aspect.
That will be a great help for me.
If it is not possible, still I will work on it, but I need somebody to help me out in the technical aspect. Thank you.
Ujjaya or Dr. Ajay, do you want to respond to that or moving to the next speaker in line? We have Aksha raising hand. Is that the new hand or old hand?
Hello. Hi, Pityan. Actually, it's the old hand only, but I have not yet made the point. So can I come in?
So Udaya, do you hear? I hear you, Aksha. Okay.
Yes, Aksha, go ahead.
They are say sure in the chat, so I guess you can come in.
Okay. So my point was that while we are considering other possible venues, and we have only Bangladesh and Sri Lanka in
Hello.
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 I wanted to bring to everybody.
Not sure if I'm audible to you all.
Dr. Pandey.
Yes, you can. You are audible, but yet Akshat is speaking. You can please hold. Akshat is speaking something.
Yeah, so what I was saying was, while we are only considering Bangladesh,
Gangaha, can I request you to mute the mic for a while?
Yes.
So what I was saying was we have possible venues like Bangladesh and Sri Lanka in mind, but there is a very good vibrant Tamil community in Singapore as well. So we can even consider that option where we can get good participation from Tamil community, and Singapore is well connected. So That is also one of the options which we can consider for next face-to-face. That's all from my side.
So, Akshat, do you have any connect with the Singapore community?
So, Singapore Tamil community per se, I'm not connected as such. But I know that we can get somebody who can, because ICANN has an office in Singapore. So, we can definitely get in touch with somebody.
No, that specific purpose will be that there, do you think that there is a linguistic expert we know there? Otherwise, so we have Tamilians in India, lot many, right?
Yeah, so I personally do not know anybody. No.
Achha, okay. Okay, done. Anybody else wants to say something? Or we move to the next point?
Hello. Hi, everybody. So, I'm Harish. I know a few people in Singapore, they are associated with ISOP and ISOP Board of Trustee Harish Pillai is one of the guys who could help us if we plan a meeting in Singapore.
Okay. Jay, could you please connect with Harish and and have a connection with him also?
Sure, sir. I'll do that.
Yeah, so let's move to the next point. What is the next agenda? Hello?
I guess the next agenda point is ICANN 60 participation.
So for ICANN 60, obviously, I would request that as many people
I will request that as many people
can participate, that would be great. So we were talking about ICANN 60. ICANN 60, I would request that as many people can participate should register and plan. And I have already committed myself to be there and participate in ICANN 60. That could be a great opportunity to network, meet other people and stakeholders in the whole community of the world. Hello? Hello?
Good door.
Yes, Pinkaha, you are audible to all.
Yeah, thank you. Let me know when I can speak.
Dr. Udaya, are you can hear us okay?
Hello, good evening all. This is Gangadhar Pandey from Hyderabad, India. I'm working on the Telugu script. I'm comfortable with the script, but I need some more guidance for technical aspects, because I am not strong in that area.
Dr. Data, are you there? Can I respond to him? Gangadharji, I guess you can try to create a document and you can share with us. We might be able to guide you on some aspects. So you do whatever you can and put it to the list. We can discuss. Yeah.
Okay.
We have,
thank you.
We seem to have a lot of. Yeah. Okay, I guess we have lost Dr. Udaya also. Dr. Udaya, you are there?
Yes, yes, but there's some problem with the connectivity here. It's raining outside. So, but I'm able to connect in between, and when I'm connecting, I'm able to hear you. Otherwise, the call is dropping.
Okay, Gangadharji, we got your issue. So I'll try to take the meeting to the last point if it is okay with everybody. Okay, so Dr. Uday, if you are there, can you please take the charge of the meeting? Do you have anything to say? Please go ahead. If you raise your hand, then we can do it in a better queuing. Okay, so if nobody has anything to say, Jay, can you let us know if you could connect to Dr. Murthy
Dr. Murthy's actually I'm not able to contact him from last 3 weeks. So I think there is a problem of heavy rain, and I had a word with one of the volunteers there. He told me that he will connect me with Dr. Murmu very soon. Because without Dr. Murmu, it is very difficult to work there. And I am planning a 2-day meet also there to complete this work. Because I have already, sent them LGR draft for Devanagari to work on that. But to get that work and to discuss more, I need to meet them, because there are 6-7 volunteers for 6-7 languages, which I mentioned in WhatsApp group. And I'm also looking for more language experts, for which I have shared all the languages in WhatsApp group. And for 2 languages, I have found 2 volunteers, one for Sindhi and another for Chhattisgarhi. Chhattisgarhi language, right? And also Mr. Lehal, also he was saying they can provide one contact for Sindhi also.
Okay, can I come in between? So, as far as Hindi language is concerned, we have actually taken it into account. So, there is there is not much that we require for now from Hindi language.
Right.
If there is somebody who would want to contribute, which is definitely welcome, but we already have got inputs from Hindi experts. Yeah, Dr. Ravi Chakchandani, Dr. Udaya, we know him and
yes.
Working with him for quite some time. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to say one thing. Did you get input for Sindhi language? Okay, do you have any document for that? Because, you know, we need, you know, document from some concerned authority or expert saying, like, I have checked all that details and it's okay. Or any comment? Because we need to file those submissions to panel also. Integration finalizers.
Then this will be applicable for all the languages. So this itself, this exercise is not
only
limited to Hindi. Yeah. So this is a broader point.
No. For all the languages, we need that.
Right. So this is a broader point, which will be definitely required at the final submission of the Devanagari LGR draft. Right.
Yes.
So we can create a separate mailing thread regarding that, and we will contribute to their suggestions of what body we can get in touch with, and we can take this ahead. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So
probably that's all from me.
So the last. Okay, Jay. So, coming to the last agenda point, any other issue by the community? So, do you have anything to say which was not part of the agenda? Now is the time. So, do we have anybody who wants to say something? I can read Dr. Bal's comment in the chat box that so the deadline for the report still this week, we are pushing it among perspectives by early next week in the latest. So, Dr. Bal, I guess the document we might be able to complete by this 31st or something, couple of days here and there. But to get the XML file ready and all the valid labels ready, we would still take another week or so. So if your inputs from Tamang expert come within that time frame, even that would be welcome. If there are no glaring changes required, we'll be easily able to assimilate that into the current draft, which will be then going to the integration panel. So that's from my side. Okay, anybody has anything else to say? Dr. Udaya, I guess nobody has anything specific to add right at this point, so we can conclude the meeting. Dr. Uday, you are there?
Just like we lost Dr. Udaya also.
Okay, I guess we have lost Dr. Udaya also. So I guess
we call hold low unchapadindi. Dicey line low vechi undandi. Aapka call hold par hai. Line par bane rahe ya kuch der baad koshish kare. Your call is on.
I guess the phone lines are missing with us. So, Pityan, I guess we can end the call at this point. We can conclude.
Okay, thank you very much, Akshat, and everyone for joining. I will stop the recording now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.